Greetings, this is Theo, and this is going to be a tutorial on loading presets within Pianoverse from IK Multimedia. Now, I will be doing this on Windows using NVDA. For some reason, I couldn't get this to work with JAWS. I'll go into more detail in a bit. I don't know if this is possible on a Mac. If it is, then it'll be very different because that's how the Mac is. And yeah, I don't know about that. So I'll be covering Windows today. I've already opened Reaper.
Unsaved project Reaper v7.
So let's just create a new track.
Track name.
Call it piano.
1 p.m. Context MIDI. Input
and
mono.
Set
In
the
input
input
MIDI.
to.
Complete control M32 MIDI submenu. Complete
I'll
control
just set it to
M32 MIDI.
my
Unsaved
mini
project
keyboard
Reaper
here that I have on my
v7.16
desk.
evaluate. 1 piano.
Let's
Armed.
arm this
FX
track
track. Add effects
and
to track 1 piano dial.
add effects. Search for
List 1. D.
Pianoverse. Here we go. Now, I suggest running this in a dedicated process so that you'll get it in a separate window. Of course, that's just the
Context
applications
menu.
key here on the plugin in the list.
Add, rename FX. Create. Set. To, add
And
default.
then
Run as
run
submenu R.
as submenu
Automatic. Dedicated process checked. D.
down here to dedicated process. And I have it
Run as
already
submenu. Add effects to
checked
track
as you
one piano
just
dial.
heard. So I'll add this.
FX track one piano dial. Pianoverse X64 bridged.
Now. Oh, and another thing you want to do is
OBS 3.0 unsaved FX track unsaved.
you want to send all keyboard input to plugin.
Pianoverse X6 FX track 1 piano.
Sometimes it's a bit difficult to get
1
the
1 add button.
effects dialog when the plugin is set to open in bridged mode, so. So,
VST
yeah,
context add
applications on
FX
this one.
for F change send all keyboard input to plugin S
Send all
FX
keyboard input to plugin.
unsaved one arm
Now we'll
piano
just hit F again.
Pianoverse X64 bridged.
Okay, now we're in the interface. So, the thing about this is that you can tap and shift tap. Well, in the beginning, you can. Shift tap won't work, so you'll have to press tap once.
Pianoverse radio button not checked.
And then I'll press shift tap.
List.
Oh, okay. Here it says list. So you want to find this place where it says list. Now, this is the list of presets for the selected piano model. Now, if I press shift tap,
Radio button not checked.
I have a series of radio buttons.
Radio button not checked. Radio button checked.
Now, and I'm on the first radio button now, which is checked by default. If I press Shift Tab again,
Unknown.
unknown. So I know that I've reached the end of the list here. So
Radio button checked.
now, here's where it gets complicated. Knowing what model you have selected. So, in JAWS, if you do OCR, you get all the text in the window just in one bulk, basically. I know it's possible to do insert space and O and C for control, but it's not possible, or it doesn't work. It gives you some extra text and stuff, so yeah, because like it gives you the whole list of models, which is fine, but then you don't know which one is selected. So if I'm on the first radio button, which is checked, if I do insert R now
Recognizing result document.
and press down arrow,
Concert Grand YF3.
Concert Grand YF3.
Concert Grand YF3.
And that is the only line I have here. So that is the first
Radio button
model in
checked.
my list. Now, The list varies because you have the option of purchasing everything at the same time. You also have the all access subscription that I chose just because I didn't want to pay the full price yet until I knew how accessible this was. And yeah, you can also buy individual pianos, so your list may be different. But here's where it gets difficult because if I tap a couple of times,
Radio button not
let's
checked.
go to piano number 4. Now, if I check this, now I think.
Radio button not checked.
Now, yeah, even if I have send all keyboard input plugin,
Radio button not checked.
space doesn't work. Now, I'm actually not
Number
sure
lock on. Number lock off.
how to get this done with the keyboard. You could try turning the num lock on if you have a numpad and then pressing NVDA numpad slash to route the mouse to cursor and then double clicking or simulating a left click with the slash key. Now, what I'm finding is that it may or may not
Master.
work. So, yeah, this time for instance, it didn't work. Now,
Master. One-armed piano.
the only
FX track.
way I have found.
0.0. List one list.
Oh, there I
DSTP.
actually
Unsaved
entered
proc. One-armed
the
piano.
text dialog.
FX track one piano.
I'm
Lisp.
trying to
Unsaved.
get back
Piano
into
verse.
this. Oh,
X64
here it
grid.
is.
Roll. Piano verse. Radio. Radio button not checked.
The only way I have found to select a piano
Radio button not checked.
is to use the routing buttons on my Braille display. So I have here on the Braille display there are like there's like this checkbox thing, so sets of dots which basically mirror each other. If I press the routing button in the space between them, it doesn't say anything, but now there's like a on the Braille display I can notice that it's checked. And if I press shift tab and tab again,
Radio button not checked. Radio button checked.
now you have selected a model and you tap back to where it says list.
Radio button list.
Now I don't believe that you can arrow through this list and press enter. I've just tried that, pressing enter, and yeah, it didn't work. So you'll have to do OCR on this list as well.
Recognizing result document.
NVDA R. Now,
Classical.
here you get the list. Now, there's one unknown or one thing I don't know because for this, before making this tutorial, I couldn't get sighted assistance because I had to take the opportunity when my parents weren't at home to record. If we arrow through this list,
Close to Paradise. Cloudy Grand. Dakar Track. Dark Ambience. Diamond Studio. Dreamy Film. Fun Cloth. Goodbye Stage. Grand Studio. Green Planet. Infinite Dreaming. Large Crisp. Natural Grand. Oriental Rock. Plastic to Ashes. Punch Tone. Pure Convolution. Ritmos. Slapback P. Slapback P.
now, this is what I find weird about this. The last item in the list for this particular piano, this is the Black Diamond B280, which is a Bösendorfer. The reason I know that is because
Classical, cloudy, Dakar Track, Dark Amp, Diamond Studio.
Diamond Studio. So the names of the presets will indicate if the OCR fails. So, yeah, but what I was saying, at the
Slapback P.
bottom, we have this preset that just reads slapback P. It may be that there are more presets in this list, or else that the name of this last presets is supposed to be something a bit longer. The P is a beginning of some word. Because it's possible that only this first part of the list is visible on screen. If that is the case, then I have no idea how to get access to the presets below it. But it doesn't have to be the case. And personally, it doesn't bother me because I always use the natural grand preset.
Task, grand
So,
mode, pure comp, punched, plast, oriental, natural grand.
natural grand, I always use this because it's the one that has the least amount of, the smallest amount of processing. And so that I can turn all that off easily and just get the raw piano sound and then use external reverbs and some like effects that are more accessible than the ones that are built into this program. So now we're on natural grand, and now we have to use just NVDA slash root the mouse to cursor, then left click. Not once, it doesn't work, but twice.
Left click.
And now we wait for a moment. And we actually know when the loading is finished
Radio
because,
button checked.
yeah, there we go. The interface just changed. Now, I don't actually know how to go back. So, when you've once loaded a preset, if you want to load another, the only way that I have found is to add piano verse again, to like delete it from the effects chain and add it again. Unless you have saved presets in the preset. Like in the as Reaper presets or something. And I will attempt to create some RPL files, one for each piano model, and upload them to the Reaper horde thing on the Reaper accessibility wiki to make this easier for people because obviously braille displays are a luxury. And if the routing buttons on the braille display are the only way to select a model, then it makes things unnecessarily difficult. But now you've loaded a piano, you can make some tweaks. Like there is the parameter list in the Reaper, which allows you to like turn the space level down and adjust the volume of the pedal noise and such. But I'll leave that to you to explore on your own. So I'll try to create some RPL files. Of course, I can't comment on how this will work in other DAWs, much less on Mac or something. So but this was just meant to be a brief like tutorial or perhaps more of a showcase on how to load these presets. So I hope you could use it.